For the first time since 1999, the two teams with the best records in baseball will be meeting in the World Series. The Boston Red Sox host the St. Louis Cardinals at Fenway Park tonight. Enough said. Let's bring in NPR's Mike Pesca. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
You're going to be at the game.
Yes.
So we have the two teams with the two best records. That has to tell us something about this World Series. Or maybe in this crazy world of sports, it tells us nothing.
Or in the crazy sport of baseball, actually, you're right, it kind of doesn't. I mean, you mentioned 1999. That was a stinker of a World Series. The Yankees swept the Braves. The Braves had a much better record even than the Yankees did. And then you go back to some recent series where teams that were wild cards and quote-unquote snuck in, like in 2002, the Angel Giants that went seven. That was a great World Series. So, yes, there's not a whole lot of correlation. In general, the correlation between the regular season and the postseason often becomes tenuous. We see things like great players through the regular season slump. We see nobodies deliver in the clutch. And that's because the baseball season's so long, it gives us almost a false sense of how good or bad anyone could be on a given day. I mean, if a guy's a 300 hitter, that says to us, oh, that guy could hit. But if you take any seven-game snapshot, maybe he's a 180 hitter over that snapshot. You know, it's more likely he'll be a 320 hitter or a 300 hitter, but there's far from a guarantee in the sport of baseball.
So we'll watch to see who the heroes are that will emerge.
I'm being paid to, yes.
Well, let's start with the St. Louis Cardinals. I mean, a franchise that just stays right towards the top. What makes them so good?
That's it. Steady efficiency. I mean, they have a great farm system. They have so many good pitchers that they have Shelby Miller, a young 15-game winner. He's like the sixth guy on their staff. They're very good from top to bottom. They have few weaknesses. They have the Cardinal way, which has been derided a little bit for its arrogance. I don't know if the players themselves buy into it as much as some of the very proud fans do, but they do have an ethic of success and culture and getting things done, and they're a model organization in this sport.
Well, besides the beards that the Boston Red Sox players have grown to bond together, what gives them a chance to come out on top over the Cardinals?
I think looseness. I think, you know, sheer talent from top to bottom. I think their strategy of hitting crucial game-winning grand slams in last series, if they could light upon that strategy again,
that would work. Two of them in the American League Championship Series.
It is this great study in contrast because you have Boston, which is this real loose team, which is a team with a lot of characters who embraces that. And you have the Cardinals, a team that, you know, Adam Wainwright, starter in game one, said of one of his last opponents, Adrian Gonzalez, was behaving in a Mickey Mouse fashion by being too enthusiastic. Some Cardinals players also criticized Yasiel Puig for perhaps over-celebrating and not knowing how the game should be played. So, you know, you have this contrast between those who criticize others for being Mickey Mouse and the Red Sox, who are just plain goofy.
Goofy and slow, right? I mean, one thing we know about this World Series with the Red Sox involved, we're going to have some long games.
They are pretty fast on the bases, but man, do they take their time. Clay Buchholz, even with no one on base, their pitcher, takes between like 18 and 26 seconds to deliver a pitch. 1-0 games going almost 4 hours. The Red Sox do take up a lot of your patience, but then I guess they deliver the big dramatic hits when it counts. Still, can we get out of here in 3.5 hours, guys? Is that too much to ask?
The journalists who are going to be at Fenway tonight, you guys grow beards or something to bond over this whole thing?
I can't help it. I got a 5 o'clock shadow at 2.
Nice. Can't wait to see it. NPR's Mike Pesca, who will be at tonight's game at Fenway Park, game 1 of the World Series. Mike, thanks.
You're welcome.